And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I'm talking about this show covers down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one, Alabama. I'm talking about we send our signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right. Hey, real quick before I jump into the first dipper, brand new texter in the text line, Mac from Athens. Glad you're with us, Mac. Says another ruffian from Athens. Love the show. We're a hands and feet church. And he names the shirt Friendship at Lucas Ferry Street, I think is what he called it. Anyway, he says, you are right, sir. Churches need to rise, myself included. So thank you, Mac. Appreciate you. Glad you're in the audience. What else have I got here? I got to read some of these texts before I can just up and read them. But Bruce from Hazel Green says, don't be afraid to stand up for the things that are right. Yes, sir. You are correct, Bruce. Lou from Athens, most commonly heard phrases coming from the Alabama legislature. We're doing all we can, but it doesn't pass this year. We'll try again next year. I get it, man. Yes. Juan from Newmarket. June should now be known as Fidelity Month. Return to fidelity by rededicating ourselves to God, our spouses, our families, our communities, and our country. Thank you, Juan. Appreciate you. All right. I will jump on some other texts as time goes on. But for right now, you know the deal. Sometimes I get busy resourcing the show, and I find myself just aghast, just totally aghast, agog, out of breath as I watch the amount of wokeness going on in the world, and I think it's time for another round of Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
By the way, I got to say, so this wasn't even part of my resources. I mean, I got a stack of stuff right here in my hot little hands, but Babylon Bee cracks me up, man. Those guys are epic at comedy. But Babylon Bee has a meme up right now. Boomer, you know that guy Samuel Brinton, the bald dude with the red lipstick?
Oh, yeah, the one that stole all the...
The non-binary kleptomaniac was given a top-secret clearance by the Biden administration.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That guy.
Yeah.
Stole some luggage. And we have no idea how much he stole.
Oh, I'm sure he stole multiple times. He only got caught a couple times.
Well, they've got Babylon Bee's got a meme up right now. I'm looking at it. Has a picture of an airport sign with a picture of luggage and an arrow pointing to Sam Brinton's house. Huh. And it says, airport now conveniently lets you pick up your bags directly from Samuel Brinton's house.
Come on, let's go. We're going to go get it.
All right, let me run through some stuff here. So let me ask you a question, Boom Shakalaka.
Shoot.
How many times have you gone to check out at, say, the counter at a fast food place or something else, and it gives you an option to click a tip?
Oh,
like we never used to see that.
Right. Oh, now it's everywhere.
It's almost like a pet peeve. Like you stare at it, and I find myself thinking, get my fries first, then I'll decide if I'm going to do a tip.
Going to give
I know.
What I got.
Like okay, if I wanted to leave a tip, I would like for you to know after I have my food in my hands.
But they do it beforehand now.
I know.
Everywhere.
And I don't mean like a little bit, like a lot.
Now, what do they ask you? Have you had that?
No.
Oh, man.
Like at a fast food place or something?
Somewhere. I've had it happen twice recently. I don't remember where. But they said, would you like to leave a tip? I'm like, I haven't even got my food yet.
Well, I will be honest with you. Like you and I go to the same church. I've heard our pastor say, you know, in those service situations, realizing that like waiters and waitresses, they don't get paid full wage. They live on tips. Mm-hmm. My wife used to, when I first met her, she was waiting tables.
Oh, and same here. I understand it.
And he says,
leave great tips.
There you go.
Yeah.
And he says, and in fact, he says, leave a big honking tip. Pray about it and leave you a big honking tip. Bless them.
Yeah.
I get it. But what if it was the self-serve checkout at your grocery store? I'm kidding you not. So story on PJ Media. Headline, guess what stores with self-service checkouts want from you now? Says first, the big box stores like Walmart introduce a self-service checkout stands. You know, the ones where shoppers begrudgingly do the jobs of stores for them for free while under intense electronic and in-person surveillance, all without so much as a discount or a meaningful human interaction. I mean, you know the deal. You go in the store, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And I, every once in a while, I'm in a hurry and I find it quicker. But for the most part, I also find it frustrating.
Oh, it is. Because then you're like, oh, I scanned it twice. How do I get this off? I'm yes. just, whatever.
Or how about this? Place your items in the bag. Oh, they're in the bag.
In there. Yes.
It doesn't weigh enough to register. And so you're place your items in the bag. They're in the bag. Place your items in the bag. Stop it. But nonetheless, apparently the latest trend right now is in self-serve kiosks to ask if you want to leave a tip for who?
Sydney.
Sydney, by the way, in case you've forgotten, Sydney is what artificial intelligence named itself yes. in a recent, that was in a Woke World article too.
That was.
So the author here on PJ Media says it. He says, all right, the newest trend at restaurants and stores with self-service checkouts is to coerce and guilt consumers into adding unearned tips to their total. Points out, says, I grew up in an era, me too, when tipping was in direct proportion to the quality of the service rendered. Better service, better tip. But there had to be a service component. And then he asked the question, so when did the simple act of buying a product become a service? It's especially baffling when the shopper goes to the store, finds and removes the item from the shelf themselves, carries it to the checkout themselves, scans it themselves, bags it themselves, and then gets asked to leave a tip. This article is not wrong.
No, it's not wrong at all.
This article is maddening, actually. In reality, it says tips at a self-checkout machine might never even get to an actual employee since protections to tipped workers in the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act don't extend to machines.
So it's just going to the store.
We have no idea.
We don't know where it's going.
Tell us.
Please tell us.
It says, most Americans are generous people, but this kind of tipping smacks of everyone gets a trophy culture to me. Oh, I see, man. I knew
don't,
I'd get
don't
you.
Don't get me. You knew that was going to come.
I saw that. I highlighted that line thinking, I'm going to go ahead and push Boomer's buttons with that one. So, yeah, but I mean, I look at this and go, that's the world we're in right now. We didn't do anything to earn this, but we definitely want it. So, if you don't mind, would you please mow your own grass and then mail us a bill for mowing your grass? If you don't mind, please, if you would clean your house, but then tip the housekeeper who didn't show up, please.
Please.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
If you don't mind, would you please wander through the store looking aimlessly for the cereal aisle with no one to ask, find the one you finally want after 20 minutes of reckless searching, take it to the self-serve checkout, scan it 3 times because it won't work, move to the next scan because that one works better. Use your card. The card reader won't work. You have to call someone over. You're actually super frustrated, and before you check out, it wants a tip. Stop
before
it.
Before you check out.
Stop it.
Oh, man.
This is wrong. All right. Adventures in Woke World. The next one here. You know the deal. If you're a liberal, what's your favorite thing to do? It moves. Tax it. Okay. How about if it doesn't move? I'll tax it anyway. What if it's already taxed? Double tax it. Left-wing Hollywood elite sells cheap to avoid LA's new mansion tax. Mansion tax. All right, boom shakalaka. You spend a lot of time in real estate.
Yes.
You have. You and the lovely McQueen both.
Absolutely.
Have you ever seen there a municipality, not a state, but a municipality, put a large tax on certain kinds of houses?
A municipality.
Yeah, like Los Angeles by itself, in this case.
Oh, that, I mean,
you were up in Nashville.
I was up in Nashville.
Yeah, that's like Hollywood to the east.
Yes, Nash Vegas is what they call it.
Mansion tax. Went into effect April 1st in Atlanta. In Los Angeles.
Oh, they're going to love that.
No, they don't love that, as a matter of fact. Sure. Liberals who usually scream for, what's it say here on Breitbart? Story came out 2 days ago. Liberals, left-wing Hollywood elite sells cheap to avoid LA's new mansion tax. It went into effect April 1st. Ostensibly, it exists to raise money for low-income housing. There you go. Got a homeless problem. What do? Tax the rich. How do we tax the rich? We already tax the rich. Let's screw them up on selling their house. Awesome.
Wow.
4% of the sale.
4%?
4% of the sale on any sale of a home over $10 million. So they figure, they won't miss it. Oh, guess what?
Oh, they're going to miss it.
They didn't earn the right to buy a $10 million house because they don't know where their money is.
Right.
So what are we doing here? Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on a second. 4% on all property above $5 million, 5.5% on $10
million. So they're...
So, ooh. For the love. So
wow.
This one guy... who's a major left-winger, super agent Ari Emanuel, he decided to drop the price of his house from $25.9 million to $14.5 million just to get out of it before April 1st. And he still saved himself $800,000 in taxes by doing that. $800,000
in
additional taxes to help support the homeless. Breitbart News recently noted the tax has largely been a flop thus far, bringing the sales of luxury homes to a halt while raising little money for affordable housing.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Anybody wonder why California is losing population right now? Come to Alabama. Build the biggest house you want. You'll do fine. We'll take you. Boomer will sell you the house, and I'll close the deal. How about that? There you go. All right. Tell you what, Boomer, take us to a break. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. We are in Adventures in Woke World. Silly things that liberals do. Silly liberals. Realities for conservatives. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, where common sense is a superpower. Hey, we got some breaking news, just so you know. Former Vice President Mike Pence has filed the paperwork. No formal announcement yet, but he has filed the paperwork to be able to run for president in 2024. Governor John Sununu says he will not run. Okay, good. I noticed that also the field may include, we're expecting an announcement from Chris Christie. That's New Jersey's Chris Christie. That's going to be interesting because part of me believes that Chris Christie is going to be in there just to be the guy who goes and gives the business to Trump because they're so at odds nowadays. And Christie just loves to mix things up. But I cannot help but believe that there's no way in God's green earth that he's going to get elected president. So his job is to be in there just delivering the heat so that because nobody else will have to then be the one who delivers it. We'll see. And then in return, guarantee him he'll be attorney general. That's what I imagine. And then I also saw, too, that there's CNN apparently is expecting North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum to announce for president. And I'm thinking, who? So that's going to be interesting. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. I've never heard of North Dakota Governor Doug. I'm not saying he's not a good guy. I don't know him from Adam.
Yeah.
I like to think that I'm dialed in to some degree. You know, I at least kind of keep track because I have a show.
Right.
Never heard of the guy.
North Dakota Governor.
Yeah.
No.
I'm saying name ID is in the tank, dude. all right, let's jump over here real quick. The text line, Brian from Huntsville, self-service checkout. I should get an employee discount. That is funny.
I hope somebody today goes up and be like, do I get an employee discount for this self-service checkout?
But sir, you don't work here. Apparently I do. I just did your job, and your job. I asked myself where it is. I walked over there, got it myself. I rang myself up and bagged my groceries.
I just didn't set it out on the shelf. That's
what have I got to do? Yeah. Where do I fill out for my W-2? How do I do this? Brian from Huntsville, that was a good one, man. You earned points on that one. Jeff from Indiana says, hey, Phil, those aren't tips. Those are donations. That's what you do when someone doesn't do anything for you. See, that's exactly right. Dustin from Hazel Green. Phil, did you see that Barry Newman passed? Oh, man, the actor that played Kowalski in Vanishing Point. I had not kept track, but thank you, Dustin. And then Jerry from Decatur reminds me of a luxury. This is about the mansion tax. Reminds me of a luxury tax on yachts built in the USA. What happened? Yacht builders closed up and buyers went elsewhere. Yes. Yeah, how well did that go? I remember that. Not that I ever had to pay that tax myself because I didn't have a yacht. Story on an organization called Hollywood in Toto. It's like an entertainment news site. MSNBC calls for comedians to censor themselves indefinitely. Gone are the days, man, when you could go and it was like you just sat there wondering if you were going to be the one getting picked on, if, you know, what, how funny was this going to be, you know? And you look at it now, it's like, okay, comedian, here's your lane. These are your left and right limits. Be funny. How does that work?
I don't know, but you're right. You go to a show and you were like, man, I hope I'm not seen by this guy.
Well, you worked in the music industry for a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How would it work if they told you you have to write a hit song, but it has to be about flowers?
Well, you can only use these words.
Yes.
I mean, there'd be no more songs.
Yeah. You have to write a country song, but you can't use the word whiskey. Good luck.
Yeah.
All right. MSNBC loves Sarah Silverman, the comedian. Not only does a stand-up comedian lean aggressively to the left, she also apologizes now for past jokes that may have hurt someone's feelings. She used to shoot from the comedic hip, slaying audiences with raw humor, but now she toes the woke line, avoiding all the off-limit targets, but excoriating the right early and often. And she brags that she's free from cancel culture's grip. Yeah, it's because she's got a new gig on MSNBC, and they are making sure she understands what she's allowed to do. How about this one? Story on Town Hall. Townhall.com. Some transgender people are crowdfunding to leave the state of Florida. Huh. I guess you can crowdfund anything these days. I don't want to live here anymore. I don't like the politics. Would someone get me out? By the way, I don't want to pay for it myself. Please send money. While you're at it, would you please give a tip to the self-serve kiosk at your store? Townhall.com reports dozens of transgender people who live in Florida have turned to crowdfunding appeals in an effort to move out of the state. Okay, whatever. Reportedly, the transgender people who are trying to leave the state of Florida are doing so because of a slew of, quote, anti-LGBTQ2IA+ acronym laws that have been passed in recent years. One of them, who goes by the name of Chelf works as a leasing agent in Florida or Orlando. Figured she would need $2,500 to cover the cost of moving. She was stunned to raise more than $3,000 online in less than 2 weeks. People have given $200,000 since January to fundraisers on GoFundMe. By the way, I'm pretty sure GoFundMe is the one that deplatforms conservative causes.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, you can't raise money for a legal defense if you are defending a Second Amendment issue also. Can't do it. Jalen Drummond, GoFundMe's director of public affairs, said the online funding platform saw a 39% increase from April to May in the number of fundraisers created to help. Well, yeah, they're all got word of mouth passing. I mean, they're hanging out down at the transgender club and talking about, how do you do it? I go to GoFundMe. Really? What'd you do? Oh, you just told him you wanted money? Yes. And magically it appeared. Wow. So what happens? Let me ask you this. What happens if you collect the $3,000 and you don't move? What if you just... This is ripe for disaster. Is what
oh,
I'm saying.
Yes, it is.
I guess you give it as a tip to your local self-serve kiosk. I love this. Talk about pushing back. Outspoken Christian NBA star Jonathan Isaac is taking another stand against the leftist narrative sweeping the U.S. by launching a new sports and apparel company founded on the tenets of love of God and country. Love that. Isaac is 6'11", plays for the Orlando Magic. During the Black Lives Matter movement, he refused to kneel for the national anthem. Took a lot of heat for it, by the way. But he came out now. He said he has a new brand launching in August called Unitas. Unitas is a sports and apparel company, he says, and the basis of it for me is freedom, Isaac said. He says, you have companies that are in the field that have made a conscious decision to either attack or undermine Christian values, conservative values, things like that. I think they have the free choice to do so, as much as I disagree, but I feel that also we have the freedom to create what we want to create. And he says his latest venture is going to sign up various athletes in different sports and establish an infrastructure that allows American families to purchase their sports apparel from a company aligned with their values.
I like it.
Get her done.
Come on.
Get her done. Jonathan Isaac. Look for it. The company's called Unitas. Kicks off in August. All right. I got more Woke World. We'll wrap it up when we come back from this break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. all you.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, local, state, national, sometimes the international. Covering down on all the issues, like the dude just said. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two. Inexplicably, we're already in hour number two. How did hour one go by so fast? That's just amazing. What'd you do? Speed up the clock?
I sped up the clock, and we were talking about tips to machines.
Made you mad. Sped up the clock. Mad. Thank you. All right. Hey, the text lines are indeed open, 833-687-4448. You know the deal. That means 833-68-RIGHT. Text it, call it. Love to get your comments. We'll jump on a few of those right now. Scott from Russellville wants to know, with regards to the GoFundMe site to help transgenders move out of Florida, did Ron Santis contribute? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. Thank you, Scott, Russellville. JT from Lacey Springs, thanks for doing Woke World today. It's easier to recover on work days versus work weekends. Gary from Decatur says, Senator Burgum, I thought it was governor. He's a governor now. Maybe he was a senator. Is from Grand Forks, North Dakota. Barely won the Senate election from a three-term Democrat with the support of Trump and is definitely a rhino. Okay. All right. More to come on that one. I'll tell you what, though, is going to happen. When you get a field that full, like right now, I mean, we're going to have a runoff. I would, unless Trump can get over 50%, we're going to have a runoff. So when you got that many people in it dividing up whatever is not Trump's, because right now Trump, what was he at last? I want to say he was at 33%, something like that. And then DeSantis in second, I think he had 19%. And it's still early. I mean, in politics, the old saying is a week is a lifetime in politics. But in the polling right now, Trump is definitely still the front runner and likely to remain the front runner at least for a significant period of time. But it's going to be up to the others to try and up their own game. But we're seeing right now that the field is going to be so full that unless Trump can get himself over 50% all the way through the primary, then it's going to be a runoff. So we'll just see what happens. What else I got over here? Missy from Falkville says it's probably the conservatives donating money for the transgenders to leave the state. Don't let the door hit you in the rear, says Missy.
Goodbye.
That's rough. Yeah. They're like, hey, maybe we can do that with Democrats too.
Here you go, guys.
Hey, Democrats, there's space for you in a mansion in California. You can get them cheap right now. And we'll do a little crowdfunding for you to get you on your way. I feel a plan brewing here.
There it is.
Rick from Madison. Are GoFundMe proceeds taxable? I don't know the answer to that. That's a great question, Rick. I had never considered, maybe because I've never used it, but I don't know. It would seem to me that it would be, I don't know. You know what? It's a great question. I'll tell you what, go ask a Democrat. They'll find a way. So there's that. Sarah S. is brand spanking new in the text lines. Says, ever seen the video where she says, actually, that's not Sarah. She's talking about Sarah Boomer. You just put her name in there. Her name is not Sarah. She's talking about the comedian Sarah Silverman.
I just see the name and I just start typing.
Boomer's got a headache. He's squinting today. So
that's right. I'm like, Sarah, sounds great.
Says, oh, man, I did not know this. Now that I'm, okay, wow. Says, ever seen the video where Sarah Silverman says she would kill Jesus again if she could? I have not seen that video, no. And the demonic look on her face when she says it, you could probably Google it and find it. I have not seen that, but now I have no doubt that she's MSNBC's favorite. So there's that. Finishing up Woke World here for the next few minutes. Daily Wire has a piece. You may have heard this story. So last year, a young lady named Blake Allen, and she's, I mean, actually a female, or just got one of those kind of, you know, names that transcends male, female. Anyway, Blake Allen, she was 14 years old. She's on the school volleyball team, and she complained because a dude who believes he's a chick was undressing in her locker room, and she was offended by this, and she also felt like she was sort of being harassed And then she was accused, by the way, when she complained, she was accused of harassing that male student. I mean, what an upside down woke world. And then to make it worse, she was suspended for daring to complain. And then on top of that, her dad, who was a middle school soccer coach in the same city, went on her behalf to the school board. He was dismissed from his coaching position. Yeah. Well, they just filed suit against the school system and won $125,000 in a quick settlement. Like, Alliance Defending Freedom is a national organization that stands up for these kind of things. Sort of like our local friends here at Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, Matt Clark. Anyway, Alliance Defending Freedom got involved and recently won a $125,000 settlement and full reinstatement for dad and daughter. ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom, says, quote, "We are grateful the school recognized that it was wrong to suspend Blake from school and Travis from his coaching position simply for exercising their freedom of speech. No one should lose their job or get suspended from school for voicing their opinion or calling a male, and we're glad to see this case resolved favorably." Oh, my gosh. The very idea they had to go to court on that to begin with is unbelievable. 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 How about this one? You will be happy to know that in college, Christians are not welcome, at least in some. Let me clarify. Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. That's quite the name. Anyway, a professor of Native American Indigenous Studies named Charlie Champion Shaw. That's a hyphen name. I have a theory. Always look twice and question the person with the hyphenated name. Anyway, created a hallway display that appeared on a bulletin board for most of the school year that dealt with quote-unquote Christian privilege. Yeah. You ready for this? It said things such as, "Christian privilege is the idea that Christians receive inherent advantages in society due to the perception that Christianity is status quo while other religions are not. As a result, other religions or attitudes about religion are marginalized, overlooked, ignored altogether, even perceived as troubling, problematic, or suspicious." Went on to say, "The heart of Christian privilege is that benefits apply to one group of people that other groups don't receive." Have they checked society lately? What's the one faith that gets dissed on all the time? Christian privilege, it says on the board, in the middle of a hallway, in a university, public property, by the way. Christian privilege is directly connected to white supremacy and settler colonialism. Christianity is too often seen as synonymous with moral goodness. Let me get this straight. It's not only Christianity is about white supremacy, but you can't also be associated with moral goodness. I would get it if she said imposing a form of morality. Not that I get it, but you know what I'm saying. If she had said imposing their version of morality. But she doesn't. She says it's synonymous with moral goodness. So not only is this bad altogether, but she does not want us to be morally good. And that's on a bulletin board in the hallway at Indiana University of Purdue, University of Indianapolis. Okay. There you go. Have I got a caller? I'm just sitting here opining, if you will, about wokeness. Who have I got? Is that Wolverine Dan? Come on now. Wolverine Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Wokeness, yeah, okay. I got something about that story about the boy that thinks she's a girl. In your lunch bag, if you got a pickle, you shouldn't be in the locker room.
What? I don't know.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think everybody understands what you're saying, dude.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go, okay? But, you know, back in the day, if I put my little pinky just in the doorway of the girls' locker room, they suspend me and possibly throw me out of school.
Yeah.
Really? Listen, dude, if you go to the doctor and you let your parents pay for it, and you know what happens then? With the old chopping block. There you go. Now you're a girl, dude.
Turn you from a rooster to a hen just like that.
That's right. All right.
Wolverine Dan.
I hope that made your day.
That made my day, brother. Have a good one. We'll see you, Wolverine Dan. It's always fun when he calls in. All right, Wolverine Dan from Madison. That's our Michigan transplant. Last one I've got. Last one of Woke World for this particular day. Because I'm pretty sure there'll be other days with plenty of wokeness. Let me just paraphrase this by saying, if you think you're safe inside the walls of your church, you're wrong. All the more reason for the church to stand up, right? If you think that you're safe inside the walls of your church, you may be wrong. Story on Red State came out yesterday. A priest who criticized the LA Dodgers and the organization that, you know, dresses up like nuns, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, they call themselves, that mock Catholicism. A priest who criticized that is now facing an attempt at cancel culture by an Antifa-aligned trans activist who used to be in that church. Okay, let me make sure that y'all gather this one up. So Red State points out that there's a video about a Catholic mass of a Catholic mass at St. Raphael in Bay Village, Ohio. One of the priests called out the LA Dodgers who were planning to honor the anti-Catholic drag nun group Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence during their annual Pride Night. Characterizing what the group does as an attack on the faith. All right. So the priest in his homily, he went to the podium and he addressed the issue. And then next thing you know, a guy got up and went to and tried to take over and call out the priest and, you know, vocalize his dissent. And he was asked to leave the church. He was asked to remove himself. He was interrupting the service, and he was doing well anyway. So the Reverend Timothy Garreau has been the focus of a cancellation attempt ever since then by this Avery Arden, is the person's name, the former parishioner who interrupted Mass and challenged the issue, who is, by their own admission, a vocal and self-described anarchist, law enforcement abolitionist, and a domestic violent extremist group member of the Stop Cop City Atlanta. Wow, that's a mouthful. Anyway, bottom line, activist in every group he can find. Trans activist takes issue with the idea that the Catholic Church should ever oppose a trans organization mocking the Catholic Church. Huh. Okay, let's sit back and just let that be all right. Well, so any number of people now, trans activists, are writing suggesting that this church is a hateful church. I am pleased to report, though, that when you go and watch the video, you will find that it was handled extremely professionally, lovingly, really. And I will say this also. The Catholic Church has stood up for Father Garreau. Father Tim Garreau, it says recently, the statement was made by church leaders in that area, that he talked about a subject of deep concern to him and the Catholic Church more generally, and that subject was the growing acceptance of an anti-Catholic bigotry in our society, with the most recent example being the LA Dodgers' plan to honor an overtly anti-Catholic group known as Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. The Catholic Diocese of Cleveland applauds Father Garreau for his courage and fully supports him in calling on Catholics to speak out when others disparage our faith and to fight hatred, not with violence, but by embodying Christ's love and boldly proclaiming the gospel. There you go. Good for them. And I'm glad to see it. I'm so glad they didn't sit quiet and go, let's don't say anything. They might say something bad about us. Guess what? They're already saying it. So step up. Step up to the plate. All y'all, prepare yourselves. The day's coming. All right? Hebrews 10:24. Let us consider how you might encourage one another to love and good deeds. And all the more as we see the day drawing. Oh, and not forsake our assembling together. And all the more as we see the day drawing near. So, yeah. Get her done, folks. All right, that's it for Woke World. We're going to come right back, switching gears. Activist shareholders. Let's talk business. What happens when shareholders get involved in a company for the sole purpose of making the company go woke? Wow. We'll be right back.